forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, October 30th, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, if you recall, last week I had, on the 24th and 25th, and you can go into the archives, and I would suggest you do if you want to get kind of a good overview of what is a really, really good synopsis of an article that I wrote by Ryan Dawson on 9/11. Iraq, Al-Qaeda, and all roads lead to Israel. Now, today, I've got coming up on my show Ryan Dawson, who's got some groundbreaking news. He has the website, risetosense.com. That's www.rys2sense.com. He's got a book out called Welcome to the USSA. And if you'll also recall, I had Phil Turney up on my show yesterday to talk about, well, he was a survivor, a crew member on the ship, the USS Liberty, that was attacked on June 8th, 1967, by the Israelis, and that was covered up by our U.S. government. And Phil and his crewmates have been trying to get the word out for the last 20-some-odd years as to what really happened regarding that event. So today I've got Ryan Dawson coming up. He's going to spend the whole 2 hours with us. We're going to open the phone lines in the second hour and let you call in with questions or comments. And he's going to kind of go over some of the things. I've got some questions for him regarding that particular article that I read on my show last week. He's got a whole lot of other information for us. So it should be for a good day. And then I want to remind you folks, my website is www.theamericanawakening.org. And also tomorrow I have got Lee Rogers coming up. Now, Lee Rogers penned a really, really magnificent article about this H.R. 1955. He has a website, www.roguegovernment.com. And I posted that, his article, as well as the article that I had my roving reporter, Rob Bishop, up yesterday for about 10, 15 minutes. And for those of you who heard John Stadtmiller's show, Rob Bishop spent the whole 2 hours with him yesterday. His article is also up on that website. And, folks, I want to remind you that this H.R. 1955, this draconian legislation that they are trying to shoot through the Senate. Now, in the Senate, it is already in there. And it is S-1959. So I want to give out these numbers real quick. 800-828-0498, 800-614-2803, and also 877-851-6437. That is the switchboard, and you can be put through whatever senator you wish. Let your fingers do the walking, folks. It's time to get on the phone. We have got to get this bill defeated because it is Orwellian, it is draconian, it is very broad-based, and it basically gives this government carte blanche to selectively enforce, pick and choose who they want to go after. And I will give you about three guesses, first two don't count, who they're going to start pointing a finger at. So, and for those of you out there as well that are passing out literature, that are passing out DVDs, burning copies, you're probably on their hit list as well. So you don't want your fingers to do the walking. We'll be back in 3 minutes with my guest, Ryan Dawson. Stick with me. We've got a good show today. A lot of stuff to cover. Going to be a great one. Be right back.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I have with me today the gentleman whose article that I went through over a two-day period, basically doing an expose on 9/11, Iraq, PNAC, and all roads lead to Israel. And without any further ado, Ryan Dawson, are you with me, sir?
I'm here. Thanks for having me, Mike.
Oh, not a problem. Listen, I want to start this off by asking, you live in Japan, is that correct?
That's right. It's about 4 a.m. here right now.
It's about 4 a.m. in the morning. Okay, so you did get a little bit of sleep, right?
Yeah, it's all right. I usually do this if I'm on the radio because of the time difference.
Okay. Tell me, are you living there by choice? Are you an expatriate? Are you over there on business? Or what exactly is the reason why you're in Japan, Ryan?
Well, I have multiple reasons. I work here in Japan. I have a job here. But I didn't mind leaving the U.S. so much after Bush was reelected, though.
Good point. Well, as you know, I spent two full shows going through this excellently penned article that you've written regarding 9/11, Iraq, PNAC, and so forth. How long did it take you to put something like this together, Ryan?
It took a long time. The parts on Iraq came after the Iraq War. The parts on 9/11, I started writing right after 9/11. And I kept adding information as it came in. And things became more clear.
Yeah, it's kind of.
I had a red flag. Oh, yeah, it's an ongoing thing. I have new information today, even. But
well, I was going to say.
Go ahead.
I was going to say you have a groundbreaking update, but go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, as soon as 9/11 happened, as soon as I saw it on TV anyway, I thought, wow, that seems like my first idea was maybe insurance fraud or something, because it was just obvious that the buildings had been demolished, especially when the third building fell down, Building 7, and it just went straight down. I thought, man, that was who owned that? Was that Larry Silverstein? Isn't that the guy that talks to Benjamin Netanyahu every week? And then when the media started coming out and pushing for Iraq immediately and the anthrax attacks and everything that came following 9/11, it just became more and more clear. And I said, I've heard this somewhere before. I've read these plans before somewhere. And I had. It was from the PNAC documents, which I'd been following anyway because I was elected president of a Palestinian solidarity group at my college. So I was always following these neocons anyway for that issue. And so it just sort of popped in my mind, wow, wait, I've read this before. I've read this plan before. I was angry with the Bush administration about wanting to go to war with Iraq 8 months prior when they bombed Baghdad. Tony Blair and George Bush bombed Baghdad in February, long time before 9/11. So that's how it started. And I'm not sure how to answer how long it took me to write it, because I've just been adding on to it for the last 5 years.
Well, I'm sure it's kind of an ongoing tragic soap opera, if you will. But you have a groundbreaking update for us, and you had mentioned this to me off the air, because we've been Skype messaging back and forth a couple of times, that evidently I didn't get to in this particular article. And in regards to the article, I have a number of questions I wanted to raise with you. But my listening audience, like myself, is really, really interested in connecting dots, because like myself and like you, like the listening audience, we like to peel away the onion and find out the real reasons behind what's going on. And I find it very interesting that this fellow Louis Libby's name keeps popping up all over the place. I mean, he has a very interesting background besides just when he popped up in the news regarding the Valerie Plamegate affair, right? Yeah, but tell us about this groundbreaking update that you have.
Sure. Well, I'll talk about Leibowitz too, or Libby, after this. I was looking back over the hijackers. To me, the largest smoking guns are, there's Building 7, which I think's been done to death, and a lot of people know about it. But to me, the most obvious thing was the story of the 19 hijackers. You know, some of them are found alive. That completely debunks that theory. And you have to say, wait, well, where did this list of 19 people come from, and so forth? But at least 5 of them were alive, and then it was 7 of them were alive, and I could increase that to 10, and I'll tell you how. So I was cross-referencing some reports. So I looked back at the FBI's old account of the 19, which everybody's familiar with, and then I was looking at a report from Mike Rivero about the living hijackers, which the BBC did several pieces, you know, interviewing these guys, and they're definitely alive. And then I was reading about the Israeli art students affair with Justin Raimondo. He did a lot of work on that. It was aspiring in Florida. And I remembered, yeah, it's pretty strange that in Hollywood, Florida, where a lot of these hijackers are supposed to have a cell where they're going to flight schools, the Mossad is living next door to these men. And I thought, that's really strange. But I want to look at the guys living in New Jersey, because I bet I can find something similar. And, boy, I sure did. We had Salem was his name. Salem al-Hazami and his brother, Nafwa, they were alleged hijackers. Now, Salem is supposed to be living with Hani Hanjour. And they lived, this is according to the FBI's own report, they were living in Fort Lee, New Jersey, right? It's less than 3 miles from the Weehawken address, which is the address of the Urban Moving Systems, which was the Mossad front, whose owner fled to Israel. And they got caught on 9/11. The dancing Israelis are infamous. But the address that they had on their van was to this place in New Jersey, and it's only 3 miles away where the alleged hijackers were. The problem is, well, there's a lot of problems there, but one of the big problems is, one of the hijackers that is living near this Mossad front is still alive. So you wonder, well, if he's alive, and he's supposed to be the roommate of Hanji Hanjour. And it's not true that Salem was part of 9/11. Then just who was living with Hanjour? And the FBI immediately afterward said that these are the hijackers are supposed to be on Flight 77, which went to the Pentagon, or supposed to have gone in the Pentagon. They said that at Dulles Airport, which security is run by Bush's brother, they had on the security film Salem being frisked because he made the metal detectors go off. Now, there's no way they have film of this guy in that airport when this man is still alive and he lives in Saudi Arabia and he's never even been to the United States. So that's a massive cover-up right there. They're saying, yes, we have one of these hijackers who lives in Fort Lee. That's the backstory, which is only 3 miles away from the Mossad front. He's allegedly also on surveillance tape. And yet, since the man's still alive, then it's impossible that he was on surveillance tape. That means somebody else had to be on that tape. And somebody else was living with Hanji Hanjour. And putting that together with what happened in Florida is pretty obvious who the somebody else was. And it's also only 5 miles away from where the anthrax was mailed. And we know where the anthrax came from.
Right, Fort Detrick, Maryland.
Fort Detrick, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Philip Zack was caught stealing anthrax in the middle of the night from Fort Detrick, Maryland, which is the place he used to work at and had been fired from because of his racist antics to an Egyptian coworker.
Well, now, when we're talking about the surveillance tapes at an airport, I want to point one thing out. And I want to tell you, by the way, on my show, I don't spend an overwhelming amount of time on 9/11 because my listening audience is very adept. They know it's an inside job. I thought your article was very well penned, and I have a few questions about it. But what we're more into is connecting the dots with these players behind the scenes, the ones that are orchestrating this. And just like I had Phil Turney on yesterday, the survivor of the USS Liberty, okay, this has been going on for a long, long time. And the stench of this goes into the military-industrial complex, the Israeli Mossad, the Zionist agenda, if you will. But I wanted to ask you, Ryan, and I'm reading from your article here. It says, the note that the Patriot Act was passed while Congress was under the duress of the anthrax attacks, which turned out to be from a Jewish-American Zionist, and the speech also that Colin Powell read to the UN was written by none other than Louis Libby. This guy's name keeps popping up all over the place. And I find it rather interesting. Now, Louis Libby was, for a long time, Dick Cheney's right-hand man. And he keeps popping.
Yeah, he was the chief of staff.
Right, he keeps popping up, in this case or that case and stuff that's going on behind the scenes for both parties. So, expound on this guy a little bit. I'd like to kind of pick your brain for what you know about this guy.
Sure. Louis Libby, even during the Clinton years, can I get into Bill Clinton a little bit? On Bill Clinton's last hour as president, he gave a bunch of presidential pardons to a big slew of criminals, most of them Zionists. And one of the guys was Mark Rich, who was involved in the Iran-Contra affair. And Mark Rich was sort of the middleman with Glencore that set up the so-called privatization of Russia with Yegor Gaidar, the prime minister, when Yeltsin was hospitalized for a year. This guy took control and just privatized all of Russia's resources to the Russian oligarchs. Well, Mark Rich got in trouble for a lot of things, but that's a long story. But Louis Libby was his lawyer for 15 years. Mark Rich donated millions to the Clintons through a lot of dubious means, to both Hillary and Bill. And he gets a pardon on Bill's last hour. And then his lawyer is Louis Libby, who ends up being Cheney's chief of staff. And so it doesn't matter if it was Democrats or Republicans. And Libby was also an advisor to Bush. But Libby was their go-to guy. They basically gave him a green light and said, you do whatever you need to do to orchestrate a war with Iraq and cover our tracks, and we'll just commute your sentence or pardon you in the end.
Okay. We got to take a break here. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Ryan Dawson, coming to us from Japan. Folks, we'll be back in three. Stick with us. We've got a lot more to cover. Great show here, and then I'll open the phone lines a second hour. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Ryan Dawson, who is in currently residing in Japan. Now, Ryan, on the subject of Louis Libby again, and I'm going to read another paragraph out of your article here. You state that Israel was behind 9/11, the war in Iraq, although that overlaps with oil interest and many other things. They're the driving force behind a war with Iran and Syria, and PNAC's Rebuilding America's Defenses, which mentioned the need for a new Pearl Harbor-like attack, was based on the Israel Clean Break papers, and it was written by Louis Libby, the lawyer for the Mossad agent Mark Rich, who was involved in Iran-Contra and the privatization of Russia.
Yeah, Mark Rich is the Mossad, too. I mean,
right,
Libby is the Mossad's lawyer, and that paper, Rebuilding America's Defenses, was co-written by a lot of people. One of them was Robert Kagan, and one of them was Louis Libby. Those were the two who contributed the most. But they put anybody's name who added any little bit to it is on there. But the principal authors were Libby and Kagan there. And
okay.
Libby also co-wrote the defense plan and guidance with Paul Wolfowitz, who was his teacher.
And so, interestingly enough, now I've looked at the people who signed on to this, and that doesn't necessarily mean that they all had an equal hand in writing it. It just means that they signed on as in agreement with it. And I've Dick Cheney was one of them. Now I've heard just over the last couple of days that they've changed that and they've taken Cheney's name off of it. I don't know how true that is, but I heard that from another report on another network. At any rate, we've got Feith, Pearl, Wolfowitz, Rumsfeld, Cheney. I believe it's either Neil or Jeb Bush that is on there, and a number of these individuals who penned those documents. This is prior to even the first Bush administration. Then went on later to become members of his administration. So they were appointed by either him or somebody who had advised him to put them in places of power. Am I right on with that?
Yes, somebody named Kissinger. All end up in the Defense Department. Or the office of the vice president. That's where the cluster of them all. None of them are elected. They're all appointed. This little cabal moved in. One of the worst ones, I think, on that, I'm going to talk about Libby again in a minute, but is Robert Kagan, because of all the PNAC papers. This is a project for New American Century, neoconservative think tank from the American Enterprise Institute. The most active writer, you could say, is Robert Kagan. And he was part of that modern Mein Kampf, is what I call it, rebuilding America's defenses. And he's a writer for the Weekly Standard, William Kristol. So, and he's the co-founder. So William Kristol and Kagan are the co-founders of the Project for a New American Century. And, of course, PNAC had all just an identical script of the pre-invasion lies or excuses, you could say, that were used by the media, by moles in the media like Miller and Sapphire, Russert, Novak, etc., which caused the pre-invasion blitz, and we went to war. But Kagan was a speechwriter for George P. Shultz, who's the former Secretary of State, and he was also part of the Iran-Contra. And Shultz worked for Johnson, Lyndon Johnson. I'm not going to get into Kennedy, but he worked for him. And Shultz is now the president of Bechtel, and which is second only to Halliburton in terms of profiteering. Mm-hmm. He's currently a board member of both that and Fremont, which used to be called Bechtel Investments. And you know who has millions of dollars invested in that is the Bin Laden family. But Kagan's a member of the Aspen Institute, which is something that Libby wrote about when Judith Miller was in jail. And he said, and he wrote it in code. He said, "Remember the leaves turning out west in Aspen, da 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 da." The Aspen Institute was founded by Walter Pepcake, and he's the nephew of William Nietzsche, who is currently the chair and on the board of trustees of the Aspen Institute. Now, William Nietzsche is the son of Paul Nietzsche, who used to be the Secretary of the Navy from 1963 to 67, and he was also the Assistant Secretary of Defense. And he pushed for a very infamous bit of foreign policy. You might have heard of it. It's called Operation Northwoods.
Oh, yes, 1962.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Admiral Lyman Limnitzer, yes, go ahead.
That's right. And, of course, that was your listeners probably know this, but that was a plan to crash drone airplanes supposedly full of American college students into buildings and blame it on Cuba. It's a plan for a false flag. But this guy's son is now a chair and on the board of trustees of the Aspen Institute, which Kagan is a member of. So they have this nut on the board of trustees with Aspen. And his uncle is the co-founder of the Project of the New American Century, which also promotes false flags and was used as propaganda for war in Iraq. And then Libby mentions it as well. But Kagan's not the only one at Aspen. A lot of these PNAC guys are. And it was Libby and Kagan and Wolfowitz who compiled the new Pearl Harbor document. And that's just a plan for Straussian-style imperialism.
Right. So in your mind, in your mind, I want to ask you this question. You know, it was them that penned the Project for a New American Century, and I believe specifically it's page 52 where they were calling for, you know, the transformation is likely to be a long one, save a cataclysmic and catastrophic event such as a new Pearl Harbor. Now, in your mind, okay, when they penned that, they had a catastrophic event in mind. I mean, not necessarily the World Trade Centers, but they had a cataclysmic and catastrophic event in mind, and they were planning that. Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely, and I agree that they were planning the WCT because it was attacked before in 1993. And you remember that they tried to use a patsy there as well, who recorded his conversations with the FBI, who told him it was a drill. And it wasn't a drill. He was actually supplying real bombs to the team that ended up being blamed on.
Okay. Ryan, we got to take a break. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Ryan Dawson, coming to us live from Japan. We'll be back in three with more. Stick with us, folks. We got a lot more to cover.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Ryan Dawson, who is coming to us live from Japan. And I wanted to take a couple minutes here, Ryan. It seems that it's interesting that these players all keep popping up at different times throughout history. They all seem to be popping up in positions of power, but also, very interestingly, they all seem to be headed up on a board of directors of at least one and sometimes more defense contracting companies. And I wanted to take a little time here and read one of these paragraphs that you had penned. It says, "Central banks with a military-industrial complex are controlling the show right now. They're the current cash cow to feed off Zionism. And Zionism, basically, the Israel and the Jewish, they're basically hiding behind that to paint anybody as an anti-Semite that challenges them, which is couldn't be farther from the issue. But at any rate, the Defense Department is a corporation, one that is missing trillions of dollars and admitted this the day before 9/11. We all remember Donald Rumsfeld coming out on September 10th and stating that. The Secretary for Policy, Richard Perle, is with Trireme Incorporated. Also, he's on the board of directors of Hollinger and Boeing, all defense contractors. The Army Secretary, Thomas White, was an Enron board of director. The Navy Secretary, Gordon England, and General Dynamics. The Air Force Secretary, James Roach, was with Northrop Grumman, and they all acted in their own personal interest. The Office of Special Plans, Douglas Feith and Paul Wolfowitz, were also Northrop Grumman employees. And I want to go a step further here, and I want to say that... I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
I was
James
Roach
resigned, too. I'll tell you that in a second. Go ahead,
I was going to say when early on when I was doing my research into the flights, the different flights that crashed in the World Trade Center and so forth, I was looking at the passenger manifest. And I cannot remember. I remember that the passenger list was light that day on all four planes for some interesting reason. But on one of those particular flights, I recall that more than half of the people that were listed on that flight were employed by defense contractors. Do you think that there would be any connection there?
It's possible they just faked the list. I mean, who knows? It's very interesting that cross-country flights they were too, and they're only up to around 25% capacity.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no doubt that the...
Did we lose him? Are you still there, Ryan? Okay, Kerry, I think we lost Ryan. I think he faded out here. Ryan, are you with us? Okay, one second here. Yes, I believe we lost Ryan. Kerry, do me a favor, see if you can get Ryan back on the Skype. He was cutting out a little bit. I don't know whether he had a number of different programs running on his computer at the time or whatever. But, you know, the reason that I wanted to have Ryan up here today is not so much to relive 9/11. As we all know, you know, this is something that happened, you know, 6 years ago. And I don't want to continue to relive it.
Oh, here we go. I got disconnected there for a second.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're back. I was just mentioning to my listeners, what I want to do here is I want to connect the dots with these players behind this in this in this agenda with the military-industrial complex, because there has been a coup. The American government is no longer the American government. It has been hijacked. It's a hijacked outlaw government that is controlled by the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower and Kennedy both warned us about. And what I'm doing, along with you, Ryan, is I want to expose these players as to who they are and you know, what's going on, why they're doing what they're doing. I mean, these people are all complicit. They have the blood of more than a million human beings on their hands right now, basically for control and for money. So at any rate, let's continue. Where were we before you got cut? We were talking about these connections with the defense contractors.
I'll sort of explain how the government, how Congress disapproves money. Over half our taxes are spent on the military. Over 51% of discretionary taxes go to military-related projects. It's just a massive umbrella corporation. And it's mainly aerospace companies at the top. But the government, all the government does is take money through our taxes or by getting bonds from the Federal Reserve, which we still pay for in inflation. And it just consolidates the wealth to itself because the people in the military-industrial complex are the same individuals who make up the civilian leadership of the Pentagon. So they're just getting money and allocating it to themselves. And they act as they own the equity firms like Trireme and the Carlyle Group and so forth that funnel the money in, not only from that they get from the government with no bid contracts, but also all the venture capitalist investments that they invest because it's complete insider trading. It's, well, yeah, it's a safe investment to invest in defense when you know that A, B, and C defense companies, their stock prices are going to rise because you're going to just award them projects, a lot of them that never even get done, in Iraq, for example, that, I mean, they're just kicking around bags of cash, talking about trillions wasted. I mean, they sent over all this cash to Iraq, and they used SIAC and some of these just complete fronts based in the Bahamas and so forth that lost, quote-unquote, the money. Losing the money was the indirect way of paying for black operations. I'd like the PKK stuff right here with the conflict between the Kurds and Turkey, and the Kurds end up with all these U.S. armaments. And you remember just a couple months ago, we lost like 190,000 AK-47s and so forth. And then
right.
With the serial numbers, they're found by the rebel groups we're indirectly supporting. It's pathetic.
It's like the
way Blackwater got into Azerbaijan, which Pearl was part of that. He was on the UACC. They didn't say they were troops because there was a law that didn't allow foreign troops. Their country voted on that, so they just renamed them bodyguards and sent over 100,000 bodyguards. When they lose money, that's actually how they're paying the black operations that aren't supposed to even be there.
Right,
like
right.
Secret prisons and all
and
that.
We're talking about Blackwater, the mercenaries, along with there is another number of other of these mercenary firms. But
Dyncor, Triple Canopy.
Oh, yeah.
Dyncor got caught in human trafficking. I mean, the company got caught in human trafficking. What's worse than that? And Congress still gave him money.
And right, and Cynthia McKinney called out Donald Rumsfeld on that at a congressional hearing, and I don't know whether you saw that or not, but the way that this guy sung and danced, he was talking about laws, rules, and regulations, and what happens is we put them in the penalty box, and then if they're really nice, we let them back out, or something to that effect. And Cynthia McKinney
landed on computers. and what's interesting, too, and this is completely unconstitutional, and Robert Byrd, a senator from West Virginia, pointed this out and gave a pretty good speech on the floor. Usually, the Appropriations Committee in Congress is the one who allocates money to whoever in defense. But what was unique in this war, and it's completely unconstitutional, is rather than that happening, is they just approved sort of a blank check. It started with $87 billion, and it's gone up to the $650 billion, the recent one. And then the Pentagon got to decide how much of that went to, it was three kind of bills all clumped together on one bill. They had reconstruction and then the actual payment of the troops, deployment and so forth, and then an aid package to Turkey and Israel, which is completely irrelevant, and that was worth about $9 billion each. They're basically paying the ATC, which is like a miniature APAC in Turkey. It's the list is just the same guys, the heads of all these defense companies. That's mm-hmm. what Sybil Edmonds has a gag order about. And
well, yes,
then they paid off Israel.
Whoa, but wait. Have you heard the latest? And by the way,
yes, she's coming out.
What's that?
She said she'd tell the story to any media outlet that would hear it and face the consequences.
Yes, she would put. She has now put out the word, folks. Sybil Edmonds has just come out, and I believe I said, yes, here it is. The Sybil Edmonds update. Listen to this, Ryan. I don't know. You've probably read it, but I want to point this out for my listening audience, that Sybil Edmonds, she's prepared to name names, including those of two well-known Congress members involved in criminal corruption, the most gagged person in U.S. history, has told Brad's blog she has now exhausted all other channels, and she is willing to come out on any mainstream network and blow the whistle on everybody because she's exhausted every possible means of getting the word out, and they have shut her down, and she's willing to risk going to prison to put this word out. And I think that's very commendable of her. I think it's very courageous of her, and I see, at least on this side of the Pacific Ocean, Ryan, that the cards are starting to fall. The house of cards is starting to fall. I believe that we're approaching that tipping point, if you will, because there is a number of more celebrities that have just come out on the 9/11 issue just lately over the last couple of days. But at any rate, getting back to what I was talking about here, I wanted to read for the go ahead.
Couple of different kinds of indictments and so forth.
I missed that, and you're breaking up a little bit. Have you got a lot of have you got a lot of programs open on your computer?
I don't.
Okay. It could be Skype. That's okay. At any rate, yeah. I missed that last sentence that you said. Well, repeat that.
Well, a lot of the cons are in trouble for indictments. Almost all of them have resigned from their positions. Pearl's out. Feist's out. Wolfowitz was forced to leave the World Bank. Libby was in trouble. He still had to pay $250 million in fines, but they're all in a lot of trouble. But the AIPAC scandal, that spiring trial is in January, and that is what's going to really bring the hammer down on these people.
Couldn't come soon enough for me. And then we've got Alberto Gonzalez that walked here just last month. We've got Bush's brain, Karl Rove, that walked out. We've got the former press secretary, Tony Snow. Of course, he was sick with cancer, that walked out. They are deserting. They're like rats on a sinking ship here, Ryan. And they're leaving in droves. And what's interesting about that, though, is now we've got this Jane Harman, who's a Democrat out of California, who has some strong ties to the AIPAC lobby, and I don't know whether you've seen this or not, that has introduced this H.R. 1955 legislation into Congress, which, by the way, was just passed the other day, and they've already shoved that into the
Senate.
It's S-1959 now in the Senate.
Yeah.
Right, yes. And yeah. They're trying to shoot that through on the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Act. Basically, they're trying to – and it's a very broad-based act that is looking to point a finger at anybody that, you know, is not in lockstep with their agenda. But for the benefit of the new listeners out there, I want to read a quick sentence out of this expose that Ryan Dawson did. 9/11 was a classic false flag operation by the country which can do no wrong in the eyes of the media and would have nothing to fear from the press or an investigation because they have already been getting away with brutal murder for 38 years while sucking billions of dollars from the U.S. the whole time, even after attacking a U.S. ship by my eyewitness that was a survivor on that ship yesterday, Phil Turney. Sorry, I had to get that out there, Ryan. At any rate.
Oh, yeah, okay. I have a list of false flags with Israel and the United States. It's not just the USS Liberty. There's a good thing on antineocons.com called A Timeline of the Middle East, and I encourage everyone to check that out. I just started from 1953 on, and it'll blow your mind. From the Levant Affair to now.
This is at antineocons.com.
Yeah, that's just the other name for Rise 2 Cents.
Oh, I see.
It's my
okay.
site, yeah.
Okay. So as we go through this, we've got all of these people that were put in place. They were all – and it doesn't just stop at these guys. It also goes so far as, you know, Afghanistan, Unocal Oil, I believe, what was his name, Al Habib, that was a heavyweight executive for Unocal Oil. After we attacked Afghanistan, they appointed this guy as the president
of
Afghanistan.
Yeah, he was a Unocal employee.
Right.
He was a Unocal employee, and then Unocal merged with Chevron Texaco, and Condoleezza Rice was on the board of directors for Chevron Texaco, and she became Secretary of State.
And they named a tanker after her.
Yeah, Condoleezza. I got a picture.
Right, it makes sense. All of these people are in lockstep. They all have the same agenda. They are neocons, i.e., you know, slash Zionists. They're hiding behind.
A lot of them are dual citizens, too. Afghan Vortex was a paper written in 2000 by PNAC, and it said to invade Afghanistan, da-da-da-da. I mean, it's still
right
on the PNAC website. Look up Afghan Vortex.
Afghan Vortex, okay. I'm going to have to write some of this stuff down here because I've got so much of this here to go into. And I'm one of these guys that knows a little bit about a lot of things, and that's why I have experts like you coming up here, Ryan. Now,
if you go into the newest 9/11 Iraq, PNAC, All Roads Lead to Israel, and it's just peppered with links. And so if anybody needs a backstory or needs to be reminded of something they sort of knew about or something, it's all linked up in just probably 1,000 different backstories. But it's all in there.
Okay, you want to take a few minutes now, as long as we're on this, and I was mentioning, you know, that all of these individuals they're hiding behind, they're neocon slash Zionist, a lot of dual citizenship, they're hiding behind the Jewish people, so anybody that wants to try to point a finger at them, they brand them as an anti-Semite. Then they try to take down their career. But you want to take a couple minutes, you know, one look at, and I'm reading again from your article, one look at the non-coverage of Israel's illegal occupation of Palestine should give you the answer. Nowhere in the United States televised media do they even mention that there is an occupation, yet they've got close to 9,000 Palestinians in prison over there. They're gobbling up their land left and right. They're killing these people, and the United States...
refugees.
And then the United States is in lockstep with Israel, and then they point a finger at the Palestinians and call them suicide bombers. I mean, the atrocities...
Do you remember, too, on 9/11, they had the film of the dancing Palestinians, and it turned out to be a complete production. Their defense minister had filmed the whole thing. They threw him candy and stuff, and the kids were dancing around from that. And then they just filmed that and said, look, they're celebrating the 9/11 attacks. Yet the dancing Israelis, which actually it did happen, and they worked for the Mossad because the address on their van ended up being the front and the owner fled to Israel. That was not in the news. Well, it was in the news, and it got yanked from the news. That's just amazing. And Zionism, basically, it's sick for them to hide behind Judaism. The Zionists have about as much to do with Judaism as Pat Robertson does with Christianity.
That's a good
one. Well, I think in my book I said comparing Judaism in general as a religion to Zionism is like comparing Jerry Falwell to Jesus. It just has nothing. But Zionism is completely a political ideology, and it has nothing to do with any particular ethnicity or believing in Moses or whatever they want to believe in. It has nothing to do with that. They just, I mean, a little bit. They spun it to mean what they wanted to. Anything to justify. It's like the old manifest destiny that certain quote unquote Christians use to justify murdering Native American Indians. That had nothing to do with how Christianity had been, probably even in the same time period with the Quakers and stuff, saying completely anti-violence and so forth. But there's always a faction that of Islam, Christianity, Judaism, whatever religion, that is militant. And they just sort of attach themselves to something else, because then they can use that as a shield to say, well, if you criticize this, then you're criticizing Jews in general or Christians in general or whoever
right.
in general.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to open up the phone lines after this break, 800-313-9443. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my guest, Ryan Dawson. And I will go to Wayne, who has already called in after the break. So stick with us. We'll be back in three. Got a lot more, folks. Be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use.
use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Ryan Dawson. And phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443 if you want to call in with a question or comment. We've got Wayne on the line. Wayne, you're on with Michael and Ryan. Go ahead.
Yeah, Michael, this is Wayne. I'm calling from California, and I just got through listening to the archive program of yesterday's show with Phil Turney, your guest.
Ah, yes.
And Phil's been a good friend of mine for... Oh, close to over 20 years now. He was probably one of the first Liberty survivors I talked to. I'm a Navy man also. I'm 61. Uh-huh. I was aboard the aircraft carrier America, and it took 17 hours. It took 17 hours till the Liberty crewmen saw another American plane or ship. They didn't even get a cursory flyover by a single aircraft to check on their status. I want to thank you, sir, for doing this program. It's immensely important. He said the America launched nuclear weapons. I can vouch to a certain degree for that because I took training as a nuclear weapons loading tech, and that was one of my collateral duties on the America. My primary job was working on black boxes below deck. Working on aircraft black boxes, navigation, radio, and radar, and stuff like that. But that was one of my collateral duties along with shipboard firefighting. And I also stood watch on those planes at night that we loaded these weapons on. They were A-4 Skyhawks. We had three of them sitting just forward of the island, loaded with nukes. We were on a 24-hour alert. We were ready to go.
Tell me when
scary how close they came to nuking Cairo.
How close?
Scary how close we almost did it. I mean, the order was called back. It's just disgusting what happened to USS Liberty, and it's a concrete case. I mean, you can't even argue about it, really. It definitely had the flag there. Listen to James Ennis talk about it as well. And I'm so glad for the survivors and that they keep speaking out, but it's just pathetic that we can't get any media past radio to talk about it. And it's a clear case, not only that the Israelis definitely knew who they were attacking, but that the U.S. and the U.S. media covered it up. That's the bigger story.
Exactly.
And well,
they're still
doing
it. The Liberty crewmen in July of 2005, I think it was June, right after their anniversary date, they filed a war crimes report with the Pentagon, and it's still sitting idle on somebody's desk somewhere. They haven't addressed it at all. They're ignoring it.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, Wayne? This infiltration has been going on for, 40 some odd years, and it's because of this infiltration, it's because of these dastardly, treasonous bastards, okay, who deliberately covered up and they don't want the truth come out for their own self-interest at the death, with the blood on their hands of thousands of Americans and millions of people around the world, and it's disgusting. And the reason why I had Phil on my show, and I will have Gary Brummett, and I will have other people on this show, and the reason I've got Ryan Dawson on is because we've got to blow the doors off this thing and expose these people for who they are, cut and dried.
I don't know Mr. Dawson, but I thank you for having him on. I was actually kind of caught off guard. I called the office, and she asked me if I wanted to come on the air, and thank you. And that's what I'm here primarily for, Mike. And I appreciate you allowing me to...
Well, it all ties together, sir. What's interesting to me is that Philip Zack, that's the anthrax guy, he tried to frame an Egyptian. They tried to say Muhammad Atta, he's Egyptian. The USS Liberty attack was initially blamed on Egypt, and the Levant affair was blamed on Egypt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're reading the same stuff I am.
Well, I wrote it.
Yeah. Wayne, thank you for thanking me, okay?
and the first WTC attack was blamed on Egyptians. Sorry.
All right. Thank you,
Mike, and you're a good man.
Thank you, sir. All right, we'll be back in 2 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Weekend, with my guest, Phil Dawson. Second hour coming up. Stick with us. We got more. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Call in with your questions and comments. I'd like to hear them. Be right back.
I probably wouldn't if I could, because I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should. With